So the criminalization that has occurred for generations in rural Pennsylvania, guess what this does?
Yeah.
It allows your child to come home whole, complete, and without fear about what they should and should not do. Because guess what? In Philadelphia, yes, it is inconvenient, frankly, downright wrong to tell somebody to come off their job, but they can catch a bus to see their probation officer. But guess what you can't do when you live on a farm 25 miles away from the closest probation officer? This is not about liberals or conservatives, as we said. It's not about Democrats or Republicans. Hell, this ain't even about Pennsylvanians. This is an American problem. This is about Americans who no longer want a system to stand on their back as they were veterans, as they were mothers, as they were dads, as they were employees, as they were workers, but they fell down for a moment, and for the rest of their life, we're following them around. Understand that we like to look through that limited lens of what it used to be, but the truth is, half of America has either been locked up or your family's been locked up.
That's right.
The reality is that you're not going to escape this situation anymore in America. So whether you're a black or white, Democrat or Republican, bottom line is, I want you to understand one thing. These folks behind me,
yeah. They
count.
Yeah.
And for all my political friends who don't quite get it yet, they vote. They vote and their families vote. Their grandmothers vote. Their children vote. Their auntie votes. Their uncle's friends. Their girlfriends vote. Their friend friends vote. They vote. So guess what we're going to tell them today? We count two. We count two. We count two. We count two. We count two.
We count two.
And let me be very clear. If you don't understand that, come visit us in November. God bless you.